Earlier this year, when the legislature voted down Medicaid expansion, lawmakers realized that some hospitals were struggling to make up for the fact that some people cannot afford to pay their medical bills. So after a lot of discussion, they provided roughly $3 million to be spread among the smaller rural hospitals. Two legislative committees are looking into what else can be done. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that for the hospitals themselves, the answer is easy.
Before they crafted a solution, lawmakers needed to know how much hospitals were on the hook for uncompensated care. Hospitals lose money if people access the emergency room instead of a standard provider like a doctor's office or clinic, because the cost can be 3 to 4 times higher. During a recent legislative meeting in Casper, Gillette Representative Eric Barlow said that this is a big issue.
In this rural state, many of the entry points, especially in the smaller communities, to healthcare is an emergency room. Period. They don't have as many opportunities for walk-in clinics. They don't have the opportunities for doctor's offices, and unfortunately, after hours.
Hospitals in Wyoming also lose money if Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance does not pay the amount they want to be reimbursed. They also lose money if people don't have insurance and don't pay their bill. The lack of insurance, though, is the biggest culprit. The Legislative Service Office recently surveyed hospitals in the state and heard from roughly half of them. They said that in 2013, they lost almost $100 million. This can be especially harmful to smaller hospitals in the state. State Senator Charles Scott of Casper says he's worried that this debt will one day force the closure of a small hospital.
Some of those where they're isolated and away from other hospitals are the only one in a significant area of population. The state cannot afford to be without a facility there.
So, the committee is trying to find a way to work with counties and hospitals to find a solution. Barlow is proposing working with county commissioners, hospitals, and others to find ways to develop clinics or alternatives to hospital emergency rooms in rural places. He thinks providing them grants could work. Scott is a long believer that changing the habits of those who use Medicaid would help. Rick Schrader is the CEO of the North Bighorn Hospital, a 15-bed critical access facility that's always struggling to make ends meet. The facility is in Lovell. Schrader agrees that emergency room use is big, but he says the problem for small hospitals like his is hardly Medicaid patients. It is people who don't have coverage at all.
That hospitals are in trouble, and we are taking care of our community members, and some of those community members don't have the ability to pay, but we continue to care for them. It's the right thing to do.
Schrader says his hospital takes care of a lot of people who fall through the cracks.
We have a fairly high underemployed and unemployed community, and I think that contributes to it.
Okay, and I just need that one right there.
At Memorial Hospital in Converse County, things are much better. CEO Ryan Smith says the recent energy boom has helped, as has the fact that the hospital took the unique approach of getting doctors in the area to work for the hospital.
We, pay the salaries of those physicians and have been successful in creating enough volume from employing those providers to make the whole system work well.
Smith says a high volume of surgeries also helps pay their bills. But if the economy were to turn, or something happens to the Affordable Care Act, Smith says things could change. Smith has been watching legislators trying to find ways to help hospitals, but he says the solution is fairly simple.
It seems like it would make a lot more sense just to pass Medicaid expansion.
That would mean an additional $500,000 to his hospital alone. If the state did expand Medicaid, the federal government would pay Wyoming $100 million, which would make up for the total hospital debt in the state. But that is currently a non-starter for most legislators. That's why the committee is looking at other solutions. But House Appropriations Committee Chairman Steve Harshman notes that these approaches cost money.
For us to step in and think that we can throw $10, $20, $30, $100 million at it, I just don't think, that's the case. We don't have that type of budget.
Harshman also strongly opposes Medicaid expansion. So what should the state do? He says nothing.
There's just some problems that state government, just can't solve.
Lawmakers will continue working on the issue, and Senator Charles Scott does believe they will be able to provide some help. But time will tell. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.